This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on this March Madness Saturday, March 18th, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios across from Tropicana Field, right here in downtown St. Petersburg. A nice cool day, and we've got the Boston Red Sox across the street with a 1 hour from right now, the first pitch in another one of our spring training games at the Trop. I'm alongside baseball Ben Botham, Mike Rickard. He's my number one draft pick from Savannah State and now Seminole Warhawk High School baseball coach. And they're in the house today. You're bringing the Warhawks to the house today, brother.
Yeah, I certainly am. We're going to have head coach Adam Warwick here. And so it's going to be great to have a bunch of the players, mainly seniors. And I'm sure they'll give us a great show today.
I'm looking forward to that. That'll be in the second hour. And of course, it is March Madness. This place will be madness given the games, the Red Sox. You know, one thing I will say this about this spring training move that was, you know, that took place because of the fact that Ian destroyed the facility. Didn't destroy it, but just there wasn't enough time to recover, let's say that. I anticipated more fans wanting to go to the Trop, but you just gave me that look. They don't come during the regular season, so why are they going to come during spring? But there's so many people down here on spring break from all over the country that I thought maybe never got a taste of spring ball. But the numbers have been soft, man. Look at this. Yeah. Okay, it's less than an hour from first pitch. And if this was a Red Sox regular season game, this place is packed.
Oh, it certainly is. I mean, you watch it on the TV. There's not a lot of fans in there. And I think what they really need to do is
they got to quit showing those. They got to quit panning the audience. Yeah, it's embarrassing.
What they need to do, Mike, is they got to go around, put some yard sale signs out, because that's the only way to get people to go anywhere. This
how many
year.
People the day that they did that? How many people did we see? Do you expect? Was it 15,000 to 18,000?
It had to be at least tens of thousands of people were coming in.
Because we were watching the line, remember?
It was like a revolving door, Mike. People were going in and out and in and out. I couldn't believe it.
Well, what? They couldn't get in.
Yeah, that's true. They couldn't get in. You know, free parking, you know, attracts a lot of people. So they probably enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah. So that's what's going on today down here. March Madness, of course. Games on all 104 televisions. Come down and have a lot of fun. I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, I always say with you, it's March Madness. In your case, it's sadness because you don't care for this time of year. Yeah. Well, March sadness is actually a great term after the first 2 days of the tournament. We'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later on. You know, it's great to have a radio guy. Mm-hmm. And no offense, I love Matt. He does a superb job. But we got Big Ed Davis on the controls today. Has his own show. He's embedded in the world of sports. We'll probably have him chime in on this Baker Mayfield situation. But like he said, other spring training venues, they only hold about 5,000.
That's true.
But again, I was thinking that maybe because it drops a little bit bigger, proximity-wise, we would get more people. And that's not the case. And you know, it'll be jammed. We'll talk about that, too. We're doing a joint, the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, Tantalk Radio, and Michigan Sports Network. I told you about that. We're doing home and away, opening day, home and away. So we'll have the Tigers set up down here. Boston Red Sox, get the hell out of here. Anyway, we got Red Sox fans in our face as we talked down here at Ferg Sports Barn Grill. Anyway, so we've got that going on today. And we've got a variety of shows we typically do. We got Coach Ed Shank. He's responsible for over 500 kids that he's gotten scholarships for in high school. And he's brought the FCA down here. I'm looking forward to that conversation. And then we got a little military little military theme. John Ruggles, you just met him. He's the voice. He was the voice and involved in the broadcast of the Minnesota Wild, the Twins, and the Vikings. I'm looking forward to him. We'll talk to him about Bud Grant that you broke last week that passed away. I'm sure he knew him. And then, of course, our high school segment. And then Brad Richardson, our Body Armor Prep Connection. He was going to wrap up the world of basketball and wrestling as the state championships just wound down. And then baseball year to date. How many games have you guys got in this year so far?
I believe we're on our eighth or ninth game we've played so far. Our only losses have come against IMG and Calvary. Calvary, of course, being the number one, number two team in the nation with their starting lineup, or not starting lineup, but their starting rotation, all like three or four starters all throw mid-90s. So
are you kidding me?
At the high school level. Yeah. It's
what do you tell your kids? Get stay in that box tight and get hit.
I'm not trying to get them hurt, but we got great
trainers.
No,
you're the cat that used to like to hurt people in the box.
I didn't throw 95 miles an hour, Mike. You gotta remember that.
You're throwing that sidewinder junk ball.
Oh yeah, but you know we put up a good fight. We out hit Calvary. We out hit them 7-6. But we did, unfortunately, take a loss there against them. It was a good, hard-fought game, though, showing the true potential that Seminole has going into districts and games later on this season.
I want to thank our affiliates, of course, on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, our flagship up there in Clearwater. We're Ed on the controls, WTAN 106.1 FM and AM 1340, Clearwater, St. Pete, Tampa. WZHR 104.3 FM, AM 1350, Zephyr Hills, and WZHR 102.3 FM. AM 1400, covering all of Champa Bay and streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com. And soon, probably later this week, first of next week, FloridaSportsStream.com is finally going to launch. And it's a sports broadcast. It's a podcast, radio, kind of a landing spot, as I told you about. And anything from the peewees to the preps to the pros. And we've got about 18 productions ready to roll. And you'll be able to hear their podcasts. And just adding another multiple layer to what we're attempting to do here. All right, let's talk a little Bucks football. And I want to bring Big Ed into the conversation, Ed Davis, because he knows the Bucks inside and out. But what did you think about picking up Baker Mayfield? 1 year deal, $8 million.
Tampa Baker.
Tampa Baker. Well, Ed, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
So what did you think of the Baker Mayfield decision?
Well, he was definitely in the price range to begin with, and
that was critical.
You know, I know. You got to have more than Kyle Trask because you really know what you've got still. He hasn't had a real chance to show anything. You know, Baker Mayfield is the kind of quarterback that still needs guidance, and I'm not sure he's going to get it here. If I were Baker Mayfield, I would have stayed in L.A. There's a good chance that Matt Stafford may not play, get traded. I don't know. He can't stay healthy anyway. I would have stayed in L.A. because in a year or two, you would have had that job anyway.
Yeah, Stafford's age as well. That's a good point. And you know Baker Mayfield still has a lot in the tank. I mean, he had end of the season for the Rams last year.
He's got tremendous upside. If you can keep him level, you know, because he tends to get frustrated, and that's when he makes mistakes.
Well, that's when people think he has that prima donna attitude. He's been in the league 6 years. He's been with Cleveland and been with Carolina and then the stint with the Rams. Of course, we all know him from all of his national ads. That's where his visibility is there. But he does seem like a bit of a prima donna, wouldn't you agree?
Maybe a little bit. But I think that was the perception of the league and putting him that way with Baker's house and all that with the Cleveland Stadium and all the commercials on TV. But he was no Johnny Manziel, okay? He wasn't that bad. So, I say give him a shot and let's see what happens. But folks, things are going to look very different this year. I can tell you that because Todd Bowles, our head coach and defensive coordinator, is finally going to get his way without having to explain anything. In other words, he got rid of Byron Leftwich, made him a scapegoat because he dummied down the offense because defensive coordinators hate offensive coordinators. I mean, if you remember back in the late 80s, two of them had a fight on the sideline, Buddy Ryan and Kevin Gilbride for the then Houston Oilers had fisticuffs on the sidelines. So
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
God rest.
And I'm telling you, defensive coordinators, and I'll give you, I want you to think about this during the break or whatever. Defensive coordinators do not like offensive coordinators to take chances. Now, I want you to, all the Super Bowl winners in the last 20 years, name me one head coach that was also the defensive coordinator. Now, the only thing you could come close to is maybe Bill Belichick, but he really has a defensive coordinator and he has an offensive coordinator. He is a pure head coach. There are very few of those left in the NFL. Most of the head coaches are either an offensive coordinator also or the defense. So try to name me the last Super Bowl winning head coach that was also the defensive coordinator. I bet you can't do it.
And defense wins it's championships.
It helps win championships, but you still got to score. Look at all the past winners, even the Bucks. Okay, Bruce Arians, he was also the offensive coordinator. No risk it, no biscuit. You didn't hear that last year, did you?
No, not at all.
Not once.
No biscuit. All right. I know another thing on the defensive side. I see we lost Mike Edwards yesterday.
Yeah. Listen. I was a little worried with the fact that some of the guys are maybe jumping ship a little bit because they're seeing an exodus. We all knew Tom Brady was leaving, but Lavonte David, he's staying. That's a good thing. But there's a lot of other guys that maybe are just not sure this thing is going to work out, or it's definitely going to be a rebuilding year.
You think they got any shot at Zeke from the Cowboys? Ezekiel Elliott.
You know what? Dallas is known for always having a pretty good offensive line. If he couldn't run behind that, he's not going to do anything good here.
Yeah, you got that right. Hey, why don't you throw us to a break? We'll come back, and thanks for joining us. And then we're going to talk to Coach Ed Schenk. And you got the we got the Army in the house. We got the FCA in the house, and we'll be back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wave Maker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Yeah. Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. It's a March Madness Saturday. It's crazy down here. As Ben says, March Madness, March Sadness. It's March Sadness with him because he's a baseball junkie and doesn't care for the great game of basketball. But right now, there's a lot of March Sadness out there, and I got tears of disgust right here. Here's a guy that's been in sports broadcasting for almost 30 years. Can't count that, as old as I am. And I got butchered. And I put some time and energy into this. And you what? I should have had you that knows nothing put this together for me. But this was sad. This guy gets paid for a living. New York Post. I beat this cat. But that's how all of these brackets look across America on this Saturday morning of March Madness.
Maybe I should give it a go next year, Mike. I'll try and figure it out. I just can't get into it. I don't know what it is.
Well, when college baseball ends up in Omaha, I'm telling you, we're going to do a bracket. I'm going to kick your butt.
I don't know about that, Mike.
He's my baseball Ben Botham.
I got to play in it. I got to play against some of those teams that are going to be competing in it. So hopefully I know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
you got to keep the young blood around. All right, so a couple of things. We're going to have Zach Luttrell. He is the president of the Florida Sports Authority, and he's actually on another cruise. All these guys are on cruises taking off on me. But we've got baseball, bourbon, and cigars over at the Al Lopez Museum this Thursday. It's a great cause, and you were there last year with your nice interaction. I should have you share the story with these guys. They'll laugh their butt off. You and Sweet Lou Piniella.
Oh, yeah, Sweet Lou.
But why don't you go over the list of guests that are going to be there, and it's open to the public, and that's this Thursday.
Mm-hmm. So this Thursday, March 23rd at the Tampa Baseball Museum, they're going to have Johnny Damon, Luis.
He's a great cat, by the way.
You're going to have Mike Hurth, Mike DeFelice, and Jason Michaels. So it's going to be a great crowd there. Other celebs, Dexter Jackson, John Gruden, and James Jones are all going to be there.
Very good guys.
These events are awesome. You can just walk right up to the guys, have a great conversation with them. And like last year, we had Wade Boggs, Lou Piniella. Wade Boggs was drinking beers with people. And
they'll be there.
Yeah.
On a sad note, we lost the great Dave Wills just 2 weeks ago tomorrow, the voice of the Rays. And Dave Wills, he was the MC. I get goosebumps because he and I were going to do a couple of things together over there on Thursday.
And he was scheduled to be there as well, be the same.
Yeah, God rest his soul.
But, you know, it's always a great event. Lou's great out there. Everyone who runs the museum is fantastic. So it's really great that they're continuing this event.
And on that note, on Dave Wills, Neil Solins, who does a superb job, they've selected him to be his partner, now radio partner, Andy Freed. So it'll be a tough season for those guys. As I said, when I worked for the Cubs organization, it's kind of like when Harry Carey passed and then Pat Hughes took over the microphone. It happens in Minnesota you're too young to remember Halsey Hall on the call of the Minnesota Twins. Me and my transistor radio in Northwest Iowa listen to the Twins. But why don't we go over the teams that have made it to – we got 104 televisions down here, and every one of them will have – have you guys taken a tour of the place? Coach, did give you the tour? Yeah, we're remodeling upstairs. My office is up there. I don't know if you took up the spiral staircase. But, there's 104 televisions. And what are first 2 days of the tournament? Who are some of the teams that did make it and some of the sad stories?
So today we got Furman versus San Diego State. That game's going on right now. It looks like it's 11-10.
Jake Furman in the points. Oh, too late.
See, I'm pulling for San Diego State. I didn't like how one of the Furman guys was rolling on the ground like a little sissy. I didn't like that.
This is David versus Goliath.
Hey, I don't know anything.
What is wrong with you?
I know nothing. A big old
rolling on the ground like a sissy.
Yeah, that's why I don't like.
That's
basketball.
How they play ball these days.
Yeah, it's lame.
It's called flopping. It makes me want to puke as an old man too. But the bottom line, that's not how you pick your team.
Well, I'm picking San Diego State, so you know you can book it. You can mark it for me.
All right, I'm looking at it.
We got Duke versus Tennessee, Arkansas versus Kansas, Princeton versus Missouri. Auburn.
Princeton. That's my team now.
Really?
Yeah, I have no shot today, but the fact that they won.
Is Missouri any good, Mike?
Yeah, Missouri's solid.
Solid team? Okay. We got Auburn versus Houston.
Auburn took down my Iowa Hawkeyes. I can't stand Auburn now.
So we're rooting for Houston.
I sent a text message to Charles Barkley to kiss my old carcass.
Then we got Penn State versus Texas, Northwestern versus UCLA, and last, Maryland versus Alabama.
And that's your lineup today, all day long. I think I might be girlfriendless after this weekend. She got a good taste of Thursday and Friday during March Madness. Started at noon, ended at midnight, baby. I said, do not bother me. And then my 84-year-old mom calls me. Are you coming over for St. Patty's Day party? I'm like, are you kidding me? So I go there, and she meets me there. She goes, oh, yeah, your mom calls. You're there. Of course I was there. And I filled out her list for her.
Oh, yeah, her bracket. And she, how'd it turn out?
She called me on Friday morning. I thought you were in the sports business.
Oh,
I'm in last place.
That ain't good, Mike.
Find somebody else, would you? All right. Let's see if there's anything else we need to touch upon there, because we've got some great conversation next. As Coach Ed Schenk was kind enough to bring us down. And if I butcher this, gentleman, just reach across and give the old man a jacket. I've been hit hard in my life. Anyway, in our body armor conversation, the U.S. Army has joined us. And I appreciate you guys coming down. Ulysses Moore. I got that. And then I can't screw this up. Michael D. Norton and Lieutenant Colonel Michael. Hey, you don't look like you got your civvies on today, as they say. I've got a cousin that's a colonel in the Air Force. I'm always like, hey, once in a while when we go out, man, don't wear the civvies. I want people to know you're important. He goes, I want people to not know what I'm doing today. We go out golfing or something like that. Step up to mics, gentlemen, and let's visit a little bit. And of course, as I mentioned in the intro, Coach Ed Schenk, admire this guy for his commitment to kids. He is, and I don't know the exact number, but I know it was over 500 youngsters, young people that he has put into colleges, found them opportunities at every level in the collegiate world. Through his efforts, doesn't take a dime from these people. And this is a testament. He's got the FCA with him. He's got the Army, which, you know, we're all red, white, and blue. We close every show with God bless you, God bless America. And that's what it's all about. And I appreciate you coming down. Let's talk about recruiting. And I was involved with the Army, the Navy, and L4 up north in my high school world. And we would bring him out to events. And they, you know, they just shake hands and talk to the high school kids that we had. And that's got to be kind of enjoyable, but also a challenge.
So definitely a challenge, sir. You know, COVID really did us in for 2 years. You know, so normally, and all the services do it the same. You know, when we look for individuals and generate interest, we start in the high schools, right? We start, you know, we target 17 to 21. You know, and let them know all the opportunities we have, you know, all that comes with service, right? But with COVID took us out of the high schools for 2 years, you know, so this year is our second year back in the schools. And that's definitely hindered our ability to achieve, you know, the needs of our Army, you know, our end strength, right? But now we are back in, right? We're conducting classroom presentations. We're letting the young kids know all the opportunities we have in the military, how they can be great. You know, serving, right? Because kids these days, I mean, they don't really think about anything in the future. They only think about the now, right? So,
and the second, I mean, this is a boom society.
Exactly, right? And there's a lot of opportunities that, you know, the young kids didn't know until we got back into the schools, right? So we do a great classroom presentation. And I always ended with, you know, or we begin it with a 5-year plan. You know, these kids don't think about where do I want to be in 5 years, right? Like we do. You know, I know you want to be alive in 5 years.
You think
it's your goal, right? So,
I'm on these knees and I'm going by that church about every day. So, come on, just give me five more minutes.
So we show the kids, and a lot of times it's the first time they ever see a 5-year plan. You know, we ask them, hey, where do you want to be in 5 years? What is your, you know, what career do you want to be in? What are your goals? I put it up on the whiteboard and I draw an arrow. All right, so what's your plan to get to this 5-year goal? You know, and of course it's, you know, college, but never how I'm going to pay, you know, where am I going to live? How am I going to pay for certifications while I'm in college? So we plan it out for them. And I think one young lady had almost $250,000 in debt that she was going to be at the end of her 5 years just to achieve her goal. Right. And then we present the military plan. Right. Because we know obviously in the Army trains you for free, pays you at the same time, and then guarantees you a career for the remainder of your contract, right? Which a college doesn't do. You know, college.
How long is the contract?
Oh, it all depends on the career you choose.
Okay, okay.
Right, so let's say if you want to do infantry, right? The training isn't as long as other careers. So you could do a 2-year program with the infantry, you know, where you do basic training, job training, go in the Army for 2 years, and then go into the Army Reserves for another 2 or National Guard.
And if you don't mind, so some of the long.
Yeah, of course.
Can definitely yield bigger bonuses. So right now we've given about $50,000 bonuses to young men and women across the Central Florida region.
Holy moly.
So $50,000 is not uncommon. I can tell you a little over 24 years ago when I joined the Army, I got zero. I got a handshake and a smile. And
is that why you're still wearing that same shirt?
It is. 100%. But I'll tell you that when Sergeant Major talks opportunity, that's the biggest part that we present. I don't mind if you don't serve the military, and I don't mind if you don't serve the Army. But what I want you to do is when you make your decision, I want you to be, you know, make sure you have all the knowledge available to make the best decision possible.
Well, and as you said, very few of these kids or the parents, and Coach knows this anytime he's out there talking to the parents on how they get an athletic scholarship, and tie it to academics and performance. And there's a lot of solutions, but you guys are assisting by laying that out for them in black and white. Let me ask you in this world we live in today, and I'm old school. Is it tough to get these schools to open their doors to you?
So I'll tell you, in Central Florida, no, it's not. So,
it just depends upon the geography of that area and the demographic, without getting into politics. But you know where we're all at.
A lot of the northeastern areas tend to be a little bit harder to get in the door. But once we're in and we show them what that opportunity is, it makes it a little bit easier. Central Florida, you still walk around when we're in uniform. Folks say thank you for your service and things of that nature. They are very military supportive. And that's a good thing for us, which means that when we go to ask to get into school, the answer has been yes.
Well, I'm from Iowa, and the doors are always open there. And I just, it just sickens me when that opportunity doesn't exist, but other agendas are open with, open arms, but that's for a political show. So you guys really have to work it sometimes to get in the door, but you're fortunate you're in Central Florida where they're receptive. That's great to hear.
Yeah, and we start this early, right? So we start the school year. We start about June to carry through the following school year to ensure that the superintendents know who we are and what we're looking to do. The high school principals, the guidance counselors, everybody is saying yes. And then it's just a matter of us showing up, providing an opportunity, and then signing up the young men and women who are going to continue to fight and defend this nation.
Well, and you two, just like Coach, it amazes me, you two have the pedigree to be great salesmen outside of that world. So, it's just consistency, persistency. I tell people when I'm in the sales world, I'm a pleasantly persistent pain in the butt. I'm not going to be a jerk, but this is what I have to do. And if you have that message, and you guys, I can tell, have a passion for it. I mean, this is the real deal. This is money. This is an opportunity. And he wouldn't be promoting you if he didn't believe that was good for the kids. And I'm sure John wouldn't be sitting next to anybody that wasn't good for the kids, his affiliation with the FCA. I mean, and that's our whole mantra here, positive perspective from the Peewees, the Preps, the Pros, and making sure that we're giving them a fair chance and the people that support them. So you go to the school, and Johnny says, I want you to meet my parents. Well, that's the next obstacle, because there's some connotations that, you know, you're going to join the military and these kids are going to end up in Ukraine. I mean, I'm sure that exists, doesn't it?
Fair. That's fair. And I'll tell you that when we talk, we prefer to talk with a young man or woman and their mom and dad. I want them to understand this is a family affair. I'm an Army brat myself. I was raised in the Army community. I knew exactly what I wanted to do. Some of these youngsters don't have that. So for us to share, hey, mom and dad, this is what the Army really can present you and your son or daughter. It makes it easier when they are all on board as well. So, yeah, the concerns of the Ukraine or anything else, the reality is our Army exists to fight and defend the nation. So if we need to do that, we most certainly will. Ulysses and I have both been deployed, but we're sitting here in front of you with a smile on our face, and we'll go back and do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, I have a stepson that was in Baghdad, and you know the whole deal, and God bless him. Extremely proud of him and the sacrifices that he made that have been lifelong sacrifices, but he would do it again without a shadow of a doubt.
You ask any soldier, they'll say the same thing.
Well,
and just to touch on some of the obstacles we face with parents, a lot of parents and kids think that the only job in the military is infantry, right? So, which is obviously not the case.
Not anymore.
And not anymore.
It's all this high-tech stuff that I can't figure out. Yeah.
There's over 150 different career fields that, you know, a young lady and a young man can do that can set themselves up for success in the future. You know, so all this training the Army provides is the same caliber of training that any high school, university, you know, can provide as well, right? Except we do it for free in the military. You know, we don't charge you to go become an X-ray tech. You know, all we ask is that you serve with us for a certain period of time, and then you can take those certifications into the civilian world and be a productive member of society.
Okay, so let's transition this into the conversation about sport as well. Of course, that's coach's passion, is being immersed with the kids that are out there participating. Doesn't matter the sport, does the gender. Do you see receptiveness with athletes that want to gravitate? Because again, it's a team deal. You know, if you're not going to be able to participate in sports on an academic scholarship, on an athletic scholarship, you're looking for other avenues. And this is a team concept, and sports is an option, correct?
Mike, I'll tell you that one of the things people don't realize about our Army, we have a world-class athlete program in Colorado. These athletes,
Colorado Springs,
they compete, yes,
exactly,
compete in the Olympics multiple times throughout the year. I'm bringing a couple wrestlers down in just next month to sit through a wrestling tournament. They are Olympic caliber athletes. They have competed in the Olympics before. We have Taekwondo folks that are in the Hall of Fame. They are active duty Army soldiers.
Boxing,
baseball teams, you name it, we have them.
So, yeah, baseball as well?
That is correct.
Now, who do they compete against? Other divisions in there?
Might have to sign me up, Mike.
Go get the paperwork right now. I'm sound of mind. I'm going to sign for him.
You're going to send me away?
Well, you can do remotes.
I'll do remote broadcasts.
Okay. Live from Colorado Springs.
As long as you're hitting home runs for the Army, we're good.
Okay. But he ain't throwing any home runs. He's a pitcher. He's hitting people.
Yeah, he just hit him a couple times.
No, this cat, I love him. But when he was in high school, he set the record. He was a submariner. Then he pitched at collegiately. He was a very, very fine pitcher. How many did you hit? 9 one game?
It was double digits. Yeah.
In one game, it's still the record in Pinellas County.
It didn't start out on purpose, you know, but after about 5 or 6, I was like, hey, they're not pulling me. Can I get away with it?
Back them off the plate a little bit.
Yeah, back them off. That doesn't mean jack them every time. Anyway, yeah, bring the paperwork in when you get done. Yeah,
so sports and the Army go hand in hand, right? Every single morning we start with some sort of physical activity.
PT, right?
We prefer with PT. Right. We prefer to do some sort of sport activity. One, because you don't know how much energy you're actually, you know, exerting. You get a little bit more out of it. And like you mentioned, we are ultra competitive, just like everybody else, and we want to win. So,
and it's the team concept. No, I can take you as far as ROTC. I was in ROTC, and then I got the boot. But I've always admired anybody in the military. I got a lot of family in the Air Force. I went to the academy, and I was blessed enough to go to the academy. I was in boxing for quite some time, and they have world class, and I'm sure the Army does too, facilities for boxing. Unbelievable. My cousin was the coach, assistant coach there for quite some time. Impressive. So you guys have that same kind of access in the Army for all your sports. What sports do you have? Do you have a list of them?
Yeah, so I can't name them all, but I'll tell you that baseball, softball for sure, taekwondo, a lot of the martial arts are up there. We have wrestlers. We put Olympic bobsledders in the this
really?
Olympics. Yes, sir. This is a program that you're active duty Army. You compete. We have a basketball team. You compete. And if you qualify for the team, you transition, you PCS, permanent change of station, over to Colorado, and you do nothing but train in your sport year round.
I wonder why Coach Ed Schenk got so excited when he started. He was just like coming through the phone with the energy and emotion talking about this. And he said, and think about that. The price tag for those kids is nothing to participate. And then college still is an open door once they get done.
It absolutely is, especially, you know, with the shorter contracts, right? So we do have a 2-year contract that goes active duty. We also 2 years in a reserve component. But a lot of folks don't realize that the reserve component, you stay local. So we send you off to training. We bring you back to the community. You live and work amongst the community, whether going to college or working.
The community that you were recruited in?
Right here.
So if you want to stay in Pinellas County,
100%.
Yep. You go wherever in the country, and then you come back here.
You're working right here.
Well, I bet that's a plus. What if you wanted to get out of Pinellas County? Can you request that? Say, I meant that positive. If you want to say, I want to see the world.
Yeah, on both components, right? So on the reserve component, we just pick a different unit for you. We assign you to that unit, and that's where you go. If you want to go down to Puerto Rico, we can assign you to Puerto Rico. On the active component, which Sergeant Major and I are both active duty folks, we've traveled all over the world. Prior to coming to Tampa, I spent 4 years in Northern Italy. No bad food, no bad wine.
No kidding. No bad women. Oh,
no. Croatia. That was no.
Now my mind is diverting. That's easy to do.
Well, so to touch on college.
Yes.
Right. So one great thing about joining the military is you can transfer all of your military training into college credits. Right. So when I started my bachelor's degree in business administration, I started with 50 college credits already. So 2 years ahead of, you know, an average kid that just goes straight to school just by my military training, right? And then also while you're in the Army, you don't have to pay for school, right? It's free. Army pays for it, okay? And you also receive college money for after the military. You know, so what a lot of us do, which, you know, we both have done, right, is the Army paid for our master's degree, and then our college money that we still haven't used, we could transfer over to our spouses or our kids, right?
So my daughter's a freshman right now in college. 100% free on behalf of the Army.
You don't look old enough to have a daughter in college. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. I always do that to the young guys around me because not that I want anything. I'll talk to you later about it. But I know I was going to ask you. Okay, so when you're talking to these guys that you know for sure, this guy and coach brings him to you and you know he's a tremendous athlete or he's an athlete, he's a competitor and he should be at the next level. Do you then put the package together to encourage him or do they this is what you will be able to do? Do you look at his talent and his skills in the sports side of things?
So initial assessment is just to get him into the Army.
If I gotcha.
Qualified, okay. Test qualified and physically qualified, then they're good to go. When it comes to the other programs, we most certainly will provide referrals up and say, hey, you know, little Johnny, little Susie is an expert at their craft. This is somebody you want to look at for this program. At which point there's tryouts held multiple times a year. They will go up, they will execute a tryout. And if they're quality enough to make the team, then that's where they go.
Gotcha. Coach, on your end then, at the collegiate level, are the coaches open to a kid that's 21.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's 21 years old and he's been in the military for 2-4 years. Are there 2-3-4 or they're 2-4? Are they double digit?
There's 2-4 up to 6-year contract.
Gotcha. Okay. So they could be 22 years old or even 24 years old. But the colleges would be open. Well, I was watching one of the March Madness games the other day and the average age of that team, and that was because of the portal and COVID, was 23 and a half, almost 24 years old.
Well, how old was Stetson Bennett?
Exactly.
Oh, you know what? I've never gotten a straight 27 years old.
27 years old.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, quarterback for Georgia, the national champions, by the way, folks.
I recently did a seminar for new recruits in Orlando, and we had 200 young men show up that were all class of 23 that didn't have any college opportunities at that time. In fact, Coach John Ruggles was there with me in attendance, and I asked the kids, how many of you are 17 years old as a class of 23? And 48 young men raised their hand. I asked them then, how many of you 17-year-olds think you can compete with a 20 to 25-year-old man? And only two of them raised their hand.
Well, at least they're honest.
So you got a situation where these kids understand now, hey, I can go to the service, I can get bigger, I can get faster, I can get stronger, more experienced, more mature, and then turn around and come back and still have my 4 years to play, or 5 years to play for, and compete against these guys. The transfer portal has completely demolished the seniors coming out of high school today for the lower echelons, because there's 9,900 Division I athletes that entered the transfer portal, and only 40% of those have been picked up by other schools.
Coach, I'll tell you, if they take that opportunity, one of the things that they don't have to worry about is competing for a scholarship, because the Army will already fund their school. So instead of having to worry about where's my next meal going to come from, when they come back into school, the Army's going to pay for that school.
At the college?
Yep.
Well, you'd think the coaches would be ecstatic about
this,
that.
That's the exciting thing about this.
Because their scholarship pool over here doesn't get impacted, and neither does their portal transfer numbers.
No, it's a win-win for all parties involved, especially if you're a 17 or 18-year-old wanting to play college at the next any sport. With 55 sports that are involved now. I'm sorry, Michael Norton there, Lieutenant Colonel. It's 55 sports, including esports, now that you can get a college scholarship in.
Yeah, let's talk about that. We were talking about, you know, it's just not the infantry in today's world. I could use a couple of military wizards right here just to learn how to turn this thing on. Esports now is huge. You're not an esports guy. You're 24. He's got a 60-year-old mentality in a 24-year-old's body. That's why I love the kid. But esports is huge today's world. You know, from an opportunity perspective, from attention span of that demographic. But the military has to make certain that they have a presence, because it's the future.
Yeah, so it's not just a presence, right? We have an esports gaming team. These young men and women do nothing but compete.
He's Louise. I'm old.
And they get, again, they're just like us, active duty. They're assigned to Fort Knox, Kentucky. In fact, Sergeant Major Morrell, when his next assignment, he will be the brigade command sergeant major of that organization.
You're going to be the esports king?
The esports king, that's right.
Oh, my God. When you were working on your master's, did you ever think that would be part of your job description?
I thought of it.
But that's pretty cool, actually.
They compete, and the blessing is they get to keep the money that they win because of some exemptions that we have.
Are you kidding me?
No. So we have a team coming down. In fact, I believe 2 weeks they'll be in Orlando.
I'm only 67. Can I sign up?
Yeah, good luck.
Do I got any eligibility left, Coach? I went to three schools.
Competing against these youngsters is another thing. So if you can't work these, then you...
I can't work Pong. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Well, that's very interesting. Yeah. And I know we don't need to talk about the other military. But does every faction have esports that you guys compete against?
I don't know, right? So these guys compete. Our teams right now compete against any of the gaming tournaments that are going on around.
Gotcha. The Army, which is big at USF and UCF. I know that for a fact. And in fact, Florida is one of the leaders in that from a technology standpoint. Why don't we take a quick break? We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about this before we get to the top of the hour. And then we're going to have a nice conversation. It looks like we're going to have to talk Vikings. We're going to have to talk a little Twins. And God rest Bud Grant's soul, who we just lost last week. We'll be back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Halftime's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes. Get the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from the Clubhouse Studios, inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Captain Jeff Vickers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure Bait Super Scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
Hurricane Ian wreaked havoc across the state of Florida, leaving many Floridians asking where to go for information on their insurance claims. Times are stressful and the uncertainty is as well. Ask an adjuster is here to guide you through the process and make certain you maximize your insurance claim. Fred Martinez and Roger Warren are private adjusters that work for you. They are not the insurance company. Their motto is inspect, advise, collect. The inspection and claim review are free. That's how confident Ask an Adjuster is. Fred and Roger have worked together for years and recovered $50 million for the clients on top of what the insurance company wanted to pay. Handling your own claim without a Florida public adjuster is like going to court without an attorney. You can do it, but a sizable disadvantage without the knowledge of the rules and procedures. Give Fred and Roger a call today at 321-961-3380 for your free inspection and claim review. That's 321-961-3380. Go to askanadjuster.com for more information and ease the stress of this challenging time. Visit RadioSt.Pete.com for a great variety of local audio programs, live coverage of local events, award-winning syndicated radio programs, over 800 Tampa Bay musicians, and of course, local sports coverage. Download the free Radio St. Pete apps or find RadioSt.Pete.com on your enabled speakers. RadioSt.Pete.com is where local music lives.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Sports Connections, we wind down hour number one on this March 18th, and it is a March Madness day down here. We got Boston Red Sox across the street, the Trop, in about 12 minutes. There'll be first pitch. Ben Botham, baseball Ben Botham, sitting across from me. This second hour, we're going to have the Seminole Warhawk baseball team. We'll see how much the players like the new member of the staff.
I think they're all right with me, Mike. I think.
Well, you're only a few years removed from playing there.
You're not wrong. I can kind of connect.
I applaud you for that very much. Young guy contributing his time to his alma mater. Bravo on that, my man. We're brought to you by Body Armor, proud sponsor of anything we talk about, from the peewees, the preps, the pros, on a positive perspective. And that basically is our commitment with Body Armor, and you'll be seeing them do a lot more. We're actually sitting here kicking things around, talking about other options for us, and with the U.S. Army, as we've got Ulysses Moore. I couldn't butcher that one. And then, of course, Michael D. Norton, the Lieutenant Colonel from the U.S. Army. And we're talking about the opportunities that exist in the sports world that people don't realize, and esports. So couple more last messages you want to send out there, because I think that Coach has a great idea of having signings down here at Fergs. We've done soccer press conferences, basketball press conferences, football, where we brought in multiple teams, you know, 30, 40 teams, and then, you know, we could do that and make a big deal of it, because it's monumental and nobody's doing it, and I like to recognize the red, white, and the blue with everything positive that we're doing in sports, and then we'll get the FCA involved as well. So a couple of last messages you want to send out there.
One of the last things we talked about was bringing the high school seniors in and helping them join the military. What we failed to talk about was the college kids, right? These kids that are in college right now that may be attempting to play sports, and maybe they need a little bit of a break. They need money for school. They need to grow a little bit, get a little bit bigger.
They need to mature a little.
That's part of it as well. The United States Army can do that for them. We'll send them off to training. They will still get college credit for what they're doing. They'll come back. They'll return right back into that same school, continue to train while
they're a hell of a deal there, too.
One weekend a month, 2 weeks a year, 38 days total throughout the year is all they have to work. They put boots on. The rest
of you guys aren't that good as salesmen. This is just a great product. You go,
we got you committed already. I can't find that.
Yeah, you guys, I've been told I should be committed often. Trust me.
But I'll tell you that it's an opportunity for we can put the residents from the community right back into school. We're dumping United States Army money into the schools, helping the colleges stay afloat, stay full, keeping the classrooms full, and then we're giving those kids an opportunity.
Well, and especially at these times, as a lot of people are questioning, as you said, $250,000. Some little girl did her spreadsheet on her dream. As people are examining the benefit, and even corporate America is stepping back a little bit and saying, wait a minute, maybe they don't have to have that, you know, that master's. Of course, you guys just got one. But, well, you get to be the king of esports. I mean, it paid off for you. All right. You got any last message there?
Opportunity. All right. You know, don't shy away from just hearing what we have to offer in the military. The military as a whole, not just the Army. You know, our nation needs young men and women to choose to serve in order for us to survive. You know, we have the most premier fighting force in the world. No one can compete with our U.S. Army. But the only way that can stay, you know, the same into the future is if young men and women, you know, choose the Army, you know, as a career opportunity.
Well, and I love the parallels of sport and the opportunities that exist. And I didn't realize that the portfolio of options is six inches deep these days. That's pretty cool. Very cool.
A lot of opportunities.
Well, we look forward to getting you guys involved in some capacity. Of course, Coach Schenck, he's the man and with the plan, and he knows I'm on board for anything we can do that that brings a positive, fresh message to our youth out there and show them the options. And he's a guy that, you know, shows them the options. All right, gentlemen, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it very much coming down. We'll be conversing. Grab a couple of my cards before you take off. And then when we come back, John, we're gonna spend a good 15, 20 minutes, you and I, chatting. Does that sound cool?
That sounds great.
Yeah. You can, we'll have about a 5 minute break here. So you want to grab yourself a beverage, a water, whatever. Okay. So Ben, what was I going to ask you about on the baseball thing? There was something else that just took place.
Did you see the college umpire was suspended for a bad call?
Yes.
That was pretty neat. There was on a called third strike in the seventh inning between New Orleans and Mississippi Valley State on Friday night. The Southland Conference decided to suspend the umpire for calling a called third strike. Seemed pretty retaliatory. The Delta Devils outfielder Davon Mims, he was up to bat. It was a 1-1 count. He got a low pitch. Called for a strike, not egregious, probably not a strike, but, you know, borderline. He then decides to point with his bat, showing it was too low. Next pitch, it's about, you know, 3 feet out of the box. And what do you know? Rings him up right then and there. And that's the ball game.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. So they decided to suspend him, said it was a violation of Section 3 of the Character and Conduct of the CCA Mechanics Manual for Baseball. So they definitely had to get rid of him after that one. It was a terrible call.
Hey, have you been watching any of this, the World Baseball Classic?
Yeah, I have, Mike, and that was one of my questions here. There's a lot of debate going on if it's worth being played because of the injuries.
Who was that? Who was that got injured?
It was Edwin Diaz, the relief pitcher for the New York Mets.
Done for the year.
Done for the year.
I saw that.
Torres Patella, I believe. He was celebrating.
He was celebrating. Did you see that?
Yep. Hey, I hate the celebrations. I think it's ridiculous. He didn't even.
If I was a coach, I would stop him because you've got such a bevy of people all around the pitcher's mound, typically.
Yep.
That's not cool.
You can mess up your leg pretty easy there.
All right. Well, we're going to wind things down this hour. We'll be back and got a great.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 106.1
This is CBS News on the app.